Now, I've just been told that Adam Pengilly is, this is his last spot
What?
for the year with us because he's going on holidays, which is
he can't go on
not
holidays.
Allowed.
I thought you were announcing a retirement. Then, right. I was like, what? He hasn't run this by me, Pengilly. We've got to have a combo. He's going back to clubbies.
Well, Loz has called for LeBron James' retirement. So
yeah, actually, fair point. Yeah, we all should be careful around Loz. He'll want us all gone.
Got old legs, mate. You got old legs.
Someone agreed with you here, by the way.
Did they?
Morning, fillers. Loz, you're exactly right with LeBron. The old legs.
Love always Jack Whiten. Love always Jack.
The old legs and skills are getting a little bit slower, and the younger players are zipping around him. Still a good player, but starting to slip. Go the multi. Cheers, Burger.
This is a good judge, Burger.
Give it a rest, Burger.
Now, speaking of retirements, they don't get much bigger than the great Glenn Boss, Adam.
Nah, big news last night, wasn't it, Gerard, that Bossy's going to hang up the saddle after the Zipping Classic tomorrow when he rides Spanish Mission. Yeah, just going through some of his accomplishments last night, it's quite remarkable, isn't it, Gerard, when you look at his CV. Like, we all know about the three Melbourne Cups as Maccabi Diva, but you tend to forget a little bit the four Cox plates, the couple of golden slippers. I remember that period a couple of years ago when he came back to Sydney from Singapore and he won the Everest and the Golden Eagle on Yes, Yes, Yes and Caldy within the space of a couple of weeks. Like, imagine the bank balance after that couple of weeks. So, Blossy's had an outstanding career. I hope he goes out a winner. But the one thing I want to remember, he's just a showman. I think you mentioned on the program earlier this morning, Gerard, just the fact he's been a great entertainer in racing. I love his celebrations when he crosses the finish line in a big race, the way he speaks his mind. Even a couple of weeks ago, he picked a fight with poor old Dennis Pagan having his first Melbourne Cup runner just a couple of weeks ago. So I think Bossy, in his own words, has said maybe the motivation, the drive mentally is not quite there anymore. So he feels now is the time to step out. So 90 times a Group 1 winner. What a jockey. What a jockey. Yeah. And what a person. In my dealings with him in the media over many, many years, he's been so polite and so thoughtful in the way he deals with the media. So we wish him all the best in his post-racing life.
Adam, how good is he? Are we talking Shane Warne, Ricky Ponting? Where does he sit in Australian folklore? What's his legacy? Obviously, his success is a given.
Yeah, pure numbers, Clarky. There's only five or six jockeys who have ridden more Group 1 winners in Australia than him. So if you've been doing that for a period of more than 30-odd years, you'd have to rate him in the top 5 or 10 jockeys we've had in Australia of all time. Now, it's
unbelievable.
It's obviously objective, isn't it? A lot of people will sort of argue which jockeys might be better than others, but purely on facts and figures alone, he has to be right up there. I know he had that period in Singapore for a while as well, so he probably cost himself a few Group 1s by heading to Singapore for a few years back home here in Australia. So yeah, I rate him highly, highly, Clarky. And given the fact he was always been a go-to man for those big staying races, wasn't he? Always known to be a jockey that you wanted to put on ice in his veins in those big staying races. And the unfortunate thing is, he could have been the ninth rider to complete the Grand Slam in Australia if he didn't have that quarantine drama earlier this year. He was booked to ride incentivised in the Caulfield Cup, the only race he hasn't won out of the Big Four. So I'm sure Bossy will hope to go out and win it there tomorrow at Caulfield.
Why is Crone out of retirement, mate?
Yeah, this was one that caught me a little bit by surprise, Laurie. She didn't get in foal this breeding season, so Rosemont decided to bring her back in work, send her up to Tony Golan back at Queensland, her former trainer, and not quite sure whether she's going to be ready in time for the Magic Millions Carnival, where she's had some success before, but she's back in training at the moment, so I'm sure they'll be looking forward to a big autumn carnival with her, and obviously a mare that won the Coolmore Classic and in the wet conditions on that day, so great to see her back in work and back in training. Let's hope they have a bit of success along the way.
How do you see the Festival Stakes playing out?
Yeah, fascinating race, Gerard. Obviously, a lot of things in the favour of Ellsberg. We spoke about that Golden Eagle form with Count de Rupi freaking out last week. Ellsberg finished midfield in the Golden Eagle there. I thought his run was fair enough. The market's obviously gravitated towards him for this race. Just a little bit of a concern, potentially, with the wet track. He's only had one go on the heavy and ran pretty well, but apart from that, he hasn't been anything worse than a soft five in his career from that one run. So the draw looked fine for Rachel King from that track gate with a lightish weight. So I can understand why he's going to have his supporters. A couple of horses that might wade through the wet there. Stockman obviously probably wants a little bit further, but he loves the wet track. So taking the sting out of the legs of some of those fresher horses might help him. And I think a horse down the bottom there in Brutality can run a really cheeky race as well.
What is your best bet on the program?
Yeah, he's my best value, Jared. Did Alan call in early and make the case for Brutality?
Yes.
He pretty much said everything that I was thinking. Alan, down in the weights, loves the wet tracks, Rosehill specialist. The one thing I will add that Alan didn't say, the blinkers go on. And Joe Pride's a master. I've spoken about this before, putting blinkers on horses and getting the best out of them. So on what is a very, very tricky program, I thought race 8, number 13, Brutality, was my best value bet at Rosehill there tomorrow.
$7.
$7 and $2.50 the place there. Tell you what, Alan's probably rocketed up the contenders here for the prize pack, courtesy of Sticky Wings. Mate, you have a good weekend and a good break as well. Well deserved.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You enjoyed the last few weeks. I'll be back on air just before Christmas. I think you guys might be off air. So I'm looking forward to putting the kids in the car next week and getting away for a couple of weeks.
Good on you. Enjoy, well buddy. Deserved, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Love your contributions. Thanks so much.